I thought of going through the qasida that we just recited. أتيناك بالفقر يا ذا الغنى. A beautiful Sufi song that is recited in most Sufi gatherings, in most maulids. It's a traditional poem that has been inherited through generations. أتيناك بالفقر يا ذا الغنى. We have come to you in a state of poverty. أتيناك, we've come to you. Addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever you stand, you want Allah. I don't think that there is any Muslim who doesn't want Allah. Even secular Muslims, they want Allah on their side. They want a divine stamp on their life. Even secular Muslims. Everyone wants Allah, but according to their needs. Some people need Allah just to manage their business. Some people want Allah just to get them to go through their schools. Some people need Allah and they want Allah just to recover from illness. Everyone wants Allah. We agree on this fact. So we should all, if you want Allah, you should make steps to go to Him. First of all, He's not far from us. Because there's no distance between us and Him. The Sufis say, there is no distance between you and Allah to traverse. There is only your ego, your nafs. This is the distance. How big, how tough, how easy. This is a symbolic metaphor. So when we travel, when we journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we want Allah and we're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is that we're going from haram to halal. We're leaving makruh, things disliked, doing things He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. We're leaving dunya, coming to al-akhirah, throwing dunya from our hearts. I don't mean throwing dunya from our hands and leaving business, leaving studies. I mean throwing the dunya from out of our hearts, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we mean when we say we've come to you, O Allah. We're coming to Allah, we're journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're doing suluk. Suluk in tasawwuf is going through a path, journeying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the end, actually, it will be very clear to us that Allah is with us. Because He says in the Quran, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. But you don't see Him with you because you're veiled from Him. What is veiling us? Sometimes our husbands and wives, sometimes our children, love for them, extreme love for them, excessive engagement in the dunya. The dunya becomes a distraction. Business, fame, beauty, comfort, luxury, and so on. All of these things are obstacles, veils. We're busy with them, so we don't see Him. Sometimes we recognize His bounties, but we don't recognize Him. That is to say, we look at the hand that is giving us. Sometimes people look at what is given without even seeing the hand or looking at the hand. Some people see what's given, they look at the hand, but they forget the giver. People differ in their recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're all going to Allah, wherever we stand. And this is the first obligation that Muslims have. The first obligation that Muslims have is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'rifatullahi ta'ala. Even in theology when you study, أول واجب ma'rifatullahi ta'ala. The first obligation is ma'rifatullah, to know Allah. How? Sometimes to know Allah is the only God. And this is very true. It entitles you to salvation on the day of judgment from fire. But to help you cope with the dunya and keep away from haram, to help you struggle against the temptations of the dunya, to help you recognize your enemies and their traps, you need further on to know Him beyond this level.